That was Beethoven's String Quartet No. 7 in F Major, Opus 59, No. 1, the first of the three so-called Razumovsky Quartets, in stereo by the Amadeus String Quartet. Milton Metz speaking. This is WHAS FM, Louisville.
This message is presented with the city's businessmen in mind. The Louisville Police would like to know what you know about business security. Is your safe safe? Is your knowledge of alarm systems alarming? Are you enlightened about illumination? If you're not certain about these and other security measures, call the Louisville Police Crime Prevention Unit and ask for pamphlets and a free at your convenience security survey. Burglary has no place in the rising cost of doing business.
Music on the lunch hour. Here is Amirov's Caucasian Dances. Leopold Stokowski directing the Houston Symphony in Caucasian Dances by Amirov on the lunch hour.
On September 3rd, WHAS-FM will begin providing an all-news broadcasting service to this area, ending our 9 years of classical music broadcasting. But there remains another station in Louisville fully committed to classical music, station WFPK-FM, operated by the Louisville Free Public Library. And because of an agreement reached between WHAS and WFPK, very shortly you'll be able to hear 3 hours of stereo concert hall on WFPK each evening. Increased power, increased coverage, and a conversion to stereo are all scheduled for the library's music station to take place within the next few months. We invite you to sample the music on WFPK-FM 91.9 on your dial and continue to enjoy classical music on the air.
Your Station of the Arts presents the Lunch Hour. Here is Danse Macabre and excerpts from Sleeping Beauty.
That was Symphonia Antarctica by Vaughan Williams, the Symphony No. 7, featuring the London Philharmonic Orchestra and Choir, plus soprano Norma Burrows, Sir Adrian Bolt conducting on WHAS-FM, Louisville.
Now WHAS News. Good morning, I'm Glenn Baston. When the Transit Authority convened today, it immediately adjourned, then reconvened for an executive session. Apparently, the weekend strike by bus drivers is being discussed. Negotiations between TARC and the drivers to continue today. Pollution in Louisville will probably be bad again today. John Tate of the Pollution Control Board.
Ozone levels yesterday afternoon rose into the unhealthy range. Combination of the stagnant air system and I believe the heavy traffic we were getting because of Labor Day. We're going to hold the alert in effect until this afternoon and then take another look at it to see if weather conditions are improving.
John Tate of the Air Pollution Control Board. Treasury Secretary Simon has rejected a recommendation by the International Monetary Fund director that the U.S., Germany, Japan all make greater efforts to end the world recession. Simon said today the U.S. may have done too much already to expand its economy. The director of IMF told the opening meeting of the IMF and the World Bank that nations with large economies should further stimulate their economies by additional tax cuts and increased federal spending. But Simon said he believes the U.S. has taken adequate means to reflate our economy. His statement at a Washington news conference came shortly after President Ford, or rather before President Ford, was to address the IMF meeting. Israeli officials say the new interim Sinai agreement will be signed in Geneva, possibly by Thursday. Israel's parliament is expected to begin discussion of the new treaty today after the political parties determine their positions. If the parliament approves the accord, then Egyptian and Israeli officials will meet face-to-face for the signing. Israel's finance minister says the U.S. will pay expenses Israel incurs while implementing the new Sinai agreement. He told newsmen before leaving Tel Aviv for Washington that the U.S. is expected to pay $550 million to cover Israeli fuel imports. In addition, the U.S. will maintain the current level of aid. Gold prices continue to fall on Europe's bullion markets. In London, gold was selling at $151.50 an ounce, down more than $2 from yesterday's close. In Zurich, it reached an 18-month low of $149.75 an ounce. The drop apparently the result of dealers worried over the impact of a decision by the International Monetary Fund. The IMF has declared it will sell off at least one-sixth of its gold reserves. Dr. Tom Wallace of the Jefferson County Health Department tells WHAS there have been no new reports of St. Louis encephalitis in the Louisville area over the past weekend. Blood test reports still aren't back on the 11 suspected encephalitis cases reported last week in the county. Jefferson Fiscal Court is meeting this morning. There could be a decision on subsidizing transportation for private school students. Officials expect California's largest forest fire of the season to be under full control by tomorrow. A U.S. Forest Service spokesman says the fire and the Sequoia National Forest is past the crisis stage. The fire has consumed more than 15,000 acres of timberland and caused nearly $300,000 in damage. Officials say the total cost of firefighting has reached almost $800,000. Firefighters worked all night trying to put out the fire around a 60% section of the blaze. It's now in its sixth day, incidentally, but officials say the fire does not endanger the giant redwoods. New Yorkers returning from a long Labor Day weekend found at least one thing different in their city. The 15-cent increase in the transit fare was effective over yesterday, and many of the city's 4 million transit riders paid the new 50-cent fare for the first time today. The increases include higher bridge and tunnel tolls and are part of the city's attempt to raise some additional cash. The forecast calling for a high temperature in the upper 80s today, along with that partly cloudy skies. And that's the news from WHAS-FM. Louisville, Kentucky.
Each year, the Kentucky Opera Association brings the world's greatest operas to Louisville, and each plays to a packed house of more than 3,500. The KOA also provides invaluable experience to our area's young singers and helps introduce opera to teenagers with special presentations at more than 35 area high schools. But the arts need more than applause. They need a hand. Support the Greater Louisville Fund for the Arts. Now, chamber recital. We hear first Haydn's String Quartet in B-flat major, Opus 50, number 1, performed by the Alexander Schneider Quartet. The Alexander Schneider Quartet performing Haydn's String Quartet in B-flat major, Opus 50, number 1.
Growing up with two good eyes is important to your child, so don't assume all is well because he doesn't complain. Remember, he can't judge how things should look, but you can by putting his eyes to the test. The Kentucky Society for the Prevention of Blindness has a home eye test available for preschoolers. Send for your free kit by writing Home Eye Test, Box 132, Louisville, Kentucky, 40201.
FMWHAS continues with chamber recital, presenting Beethoven's String Quartet No. 7 in F Major, Opus 59, No. 1. This is the first of the three so-called Razumovsky quartets, played in stereo by the Amadeus String Quartet.